This is Merrick.
And Australia.
Triple M.
The number one way for an Aussie male aged between 15 and 44 to die is to kill themselves.
Why don't people know about this?
Suicide is not something people want to talk about.
Boys and men right across the country are at enormous risk. This is Gus's campaign to save the lives of Australian men.
Let's break the rules!
This stuff feels like you're just taking the piss out of everything.
I need some help here!
Can Gus Worland change our minds about what it means to be an Aussie man?
This week is Mental Health Week, and with the number of Australians committing suicide last year eclipsing the 3,000 previously held record, well, not a record, it's a horrible record, a statistic, with 2,292 of them being men, it's clearly at a proportion now in Australia that is utterly unacceptable. And there is a lot of campaigns, and this week we'll be covering them as part of Mental Health Week, trying to encourage men to just man up, to go and speak about any problems or any issues they may be dealing with before it gets to the point where it goes too far. I've got Micah Robbins in the studio with me this afternoon, and we've got the host from our Sydney breakfast show and also to the host of Man Up, which airs on the ABC tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. dealing with mental health in particular. Gus Worland, welcome to the studios, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me in, boys. I very much appreciate it.
Okay, Gus, you know, what got you concerned and involved with this Man Up campaign?
Well, on the 3rd of November, it would be 10 years since one of my closest mates, his name was Angus as well, and he took his own life. He was a guy, if I could explain it, he ticked every box. He's successful, happily married, children, money, opportunities moving forward, thinking that he's going to be absolutely sweet. And the day before he committed suicide, he was fine. Everything was great. We now realise that he was happy after being a little bit unhappy for a few weeks because he had made the decision,
right,
and he had decided to pay all the leases out, make sure the mortgage was ahead, so he didn't leave anyone any dramas in terms of paperwork.
Wow.
He had made the decision and did it, and he did it on his youngest son's final HSC exam. Now, if he can commit suicide, if he can take his own life, then anyone can. And it took me about 8.5 years to even have a proper conversation with his wife. And to have a conversation with his wife and now his children, and I've been able to do that through Man Up. And I suppose when you talk about suicide, there's a taboo around it.
Mm.
There's a horrible feeling around it. You feel as if I don't want to bring it up because it's their business. I don't want to be, picking at something that they may not be comfortable with. But what I've worked out with Man Up is that we've got to give men of Australia an opportunity to not be okay and to talk about their feelings. And Man Up, really, opposite to what we think it is, Man Up, speak up. And not that chance hopefully will come if you've got a close friend you can chat to.
Sadly, we've stigmatised it in Australia, and that's what we've got to stop doing is, allowing an association of stigma with mental health in particular, because blokes don't want to be seen as weak. We see it as a form of weakness in Australia.
It's not. Depression is not weakness. It's an illness.
And sometimes, I've been to see a counsellor before. When my father, the first time I ever spoke to anybody of a clinical nature, when it was when my father was dying of cancer. And it's amazing, if you go and just express how you're feeling, and then you realize, I was depressed. Absolutely, I was depressed. I had good reason to be depressed. But it wells up, and that's what happens with blokes. It wells up, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds. If you go and just talk to someone, it's a massive circuit breaker. And I sometimes liken it. And if I ever felt like I needed to speak to a professional, I would. Because I said it's a little bit like going to see an osteo or a chiro. Sometimes just a small adjustment is enough to put you back in line.
Exactly. That small adjustment you're talking about could be that uncomfortable discussion just initially to say, you know what, I'm not traveling very well. Can you help me? Once that is said, that, like you say, that pressure valve is just loosened, the heat goes out of the situation, and then you don't expect your mate to be able to handle and be professional, but you can say, you know what, buddy, you and I are together now. Until you get right, you and I are going to be together and we're going to go and see someone.
And the other thing too is that it's important that, we're all, blokes, some of us are further in the middle age than you other two. But it's not, you don't need to come to this conclusion now. You need to actually start talking about it when you're a young man.
Absolutely.
And the fact, you're a boy 16 really gave you motivation.
Absolutely, Mikey. I actually took my son's at Bally Boys on the northern beaches of Sydney. It's a high school. It's reasonably tough, I suppose. It looks like Shawshank Redemption from the outside, certainly.
Well, you're tired us. You work in radio. Why don't you put your kids through private schools?
My daughters go to private school. He didn't want to go. He wanted to stick with his mates, and I was, believe me, very happy to do that.
Ran out of money.
And he said to me, can I please, go to this school? I go, no problem at all. I have a really good relationship with my son, built around sport and supporting sport and that sort of stuff together. So we're always talking about stuff, but I've just noticed lately he was more likely to sort of hold his cards a little close to his chest. So I spoke to him about it, and through the show we went in there and we just scratched the surface, not just with him, but a whole group of his mates.
Yep.
Within an hour and a half of talking to them and giving them a stage to be able to talk about real stuff, not just sport, girlfriends, school, that type of thing.
Yeah.
All of them were in tears. If they weren't in tears, then they were quietly in the corner talking to someone about something which actually meant really important stuff to them.
Yep.
So it just goes to show all these young men walking around in our lives that want to talk about 100%. Things, but we never give them the opportunity
Release
to.
The pressure gauge, fellas. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Mate, good work, Gus. You've gone in for taking the time,
Thank
mate.
You. I'm so proud of this show. I really am. It's 3 1-hours. It starts tomorrow night on the ABC, and everyone with a man in their life should sit down and watch it with them. I fought really hard to get the 8:30 time slot. They wanted to put it at 9:30, and I said, we are again doing what everyone does, which is taboo suicide, taboo mental health. Let's get it front and center and start this really awkward conversation right now.
Can I ask you, Gussie, on Man Up, what was the one lesson that you learned from making it? The one thing, I mean, obviously you had to have some knowledge of going into it. You would have been prepared for a lot of things. What was the one takeaway that really surprised you from making the series?
Okay. For me, the simple fact is that we have all the information, but no one actually acts on it. So if you look right now about mental health and you type anything into Google, there are a million things there for you to help you. No one actually does it. What you need to do is have what you and I are doing right now is look each other in the eye and say, and you know how I'm feeling about this show. Mm. We're not clowning around like we used to or out in the office space. We are seriously talking about something. And if you get that connection with someone face to face, that's what it's about. It's nothing to do with websites and reading information on Google. It's having that one chat eye to eye with your best mates or someone that you're worried about or care about.
Or a professional.
Yeah. Or a professional, absolutely.
And there's nothing. The big thing is, and I can tell you from personal experience, fellas, the hardest step is walking into an office or a doctor's where you know that the person you're going to be speaking to is a psychologist. But the most relieving thing is when you walk out, you just go, oh.
Yeah. Why didn't I do it sooner?
That's exactly what I was saying. Why didn't I do it sooner?
Absolutely. And it's killing us, boys. 2,300 men, 3,000 overall. Incredible.
It is ridiculous. Australia has to do more about it. And that's what we're going to encourage here on the show and, of course, on the ABC tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. If you ever feel the need to just reach out and start that first conversation, you've got Lifeline on 131114, Men's Line on 1300 789 978, or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Just look them up on Google. Just Google Lifeline, Men's Line, Beyond Blue. They're
and we've got them all on the Triple M website. Triple M 100%. Have been brilliant backing up. We're a real blokey station and we're looking after all our listeners and all their friends as well. So Triple M website's got it all and Man Up tomorrow night, boys. Thanks for your support.
Pleasure.
This is American Australia. Triple M.